Welcome to the Engage Podcast from Blackbaud, the podcast for people dedicated to purpose-driven work. From nonprofit fundraising and finance to grant-making, education, and corporate social responsibility, we're talking with sector experts and thought leaders about the best practices and latest trends that will help you grow your impact.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Giving Tuesday and Blackbaud Institute LinkedIn Live. I'm Carrie Cobb, Chief Data and AI Officer at Blackbaud, and I am joined by the one and only Woodrow Rosenbaum, Chief Data Officer at Giving Tuesday. Woodrow, thank you so much for being here, my friend. You have been an incredible partner to Blackbaud and probably an advocate to so many online here today with us. You're such an advocate for this community, so thank you. We so appreciate you.
Thanks, Carrie. Likewise, we couldn't do the work we do without your support, and I'm excited for today's conversation.
Yeah. So today we're going to deep dive into the findings of our new collaborative report and explore how AI can empower organizations to turn Giving Tuesday momentum into a year-round donor engagement. So before we get started, I encourage you all to access the full report. It's packed with actionable data and strategies you can use right away. So Woodrow, I thought we could start with the report findings with everyone here today and take a moment to talk through why we're both so excited to highlight the impact of Giving Tuesday and donors associated. So I'll jump in first, and then I would love for you to take some time to share your expertise and experience along the way. Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds great. I'm excited about this too. This report is really, I think, valuable and, as you said, really actionable right now, and also connects to so much of the other research and findings that we've seen coming out in the last year. I think we've got opportunities here for the nonprofit sector to use these data right now in their practice to shift some worrying trends, to leverage these data, and yes, AI as well, to really help this sector not just be resilient, not just survive, but actually thrive.
Yes, yes. Perfect. So, you know, it's a great start to say Giving Tuesday isn't a moment. It's a powerful catalyst for generosity. And in the report, it says in 2024, 36 million people took part in Giving Tuesday initiatives with a record $3.6 billion donated. And looking over the past 5 years, Blackbaud's data has shown that Giving Tuesday donors have a remarkable 65% retention rate, 65%, compared to just 52% of all donors in 2024. And so that tells me these donors aren't just loyal, they're more generous and more likely to come back and engage again. And their commitment is a testament to the lasting power of Giving Tuesday. And it's why understanding and nurturing this group in particular is so important for long-term success. So Woodrow, from your vantage point, your experience and expertise here, what are the most compelling takeaways from the report?
I mean, that finding was really remarkable. It does certainly correlate with findings that we've seen from this day and as an intervention and an opportunity for many years. Just to put that into some context, that, you know, 50% is a really important benchmark for retention, because below that, you're just fighting the churn. And above that, you've got a base that you can continue to build on, right? So especially impressive that those Blackbaud clients are seeing a 52% retention rate. What we see from the fundraising effectiveness project data, it's the baseline overall in the sector is less than 43%. So as an industry, we are constantly, the organizations are constantly in this need to re-up and re-up and re-up and fill this leaky bucket, right?
Yeah.
So this is really important to see that we have these givers who are engaged on the day who are a lot stickier, and therefore we don't have to be constantly trying to fill up while we're losing, right? So couple that with the fact that we see Giving Tuesday is the single biggest day for donor acquisition every year. So this is something different is happening here. And part of that is the Giving Tuesday experience. If you want to be part of the fun, you've got to give on the day. And part of that is, frankly, that we're seeing organizations are engaging differently on the day, which is very important in terms of how do you leverage that opportunity and make sure that you're part of that fun and that you're giving your donors an opportunity to be part of the fun, and also an indicator of how we could be engaging differently more often throughout the year.
Yeah, and that's a really great point there too. When we see the majority of fundraisers plan to increase their focus on individual giving over the next year, particularly with the makeup, the loss of federal funding, right? And so that means that, you know, they're trying to do more with less resources. So every move that we make with individual givers, sparking that creativity and how we engage with them on that day in particular is really crucial. What do you think?
So yes, now more than ever, and I feel like I've been saying this every year, right? But it's true, because every year it's now more than ever.
Yeah.
That we reinvigorate our everyday giver community, that we diversify our donor base and our funding. This is absolutely, and it is encouraging, again, a really encouraging sign out of this report to see that organizations are thinking about the need to make that a bigger priority. We know that there is untapped opportunity, and that's no different right now than it's been for years. It's just even more important now than it's been in previous years. We know that recurring giving in particular is one area that is really under-leveraged. We've been seeing consistently this 2% of new donations, 2% of new donations are new recurring gifts. And that's really been flat. That is the average, right? That's the aggregate across the industry. But what we see within that is some organizations that are getting a much, much better result by making that a higher priority, more often the default, a bigger part of their strategy. Recurring is a bigger part of Giving Tuesday. New recurring giving is a bigger part of Giving Tuesday than we see at other times of the year. And I think there's a few reasons for that. But part of it is just organizations are using Giving Tuesday as an opportunity to try that out more. That's part of that recurring has the potential to generate a lot more lasting impact if we make it a bigger priority. And it's one of the three opportunities that we saw in our recent Growing Giving report that indicates that there's at least $52 billion a year in untapped, unleveraged everyday giving. And recurring being part of that, also the deseasonalizing giving being another really important, and that might now, more than 10 years on, seem like a weird thing to be thinking about. But Giving Tuesday actually was a deseasonalizing impact. It grew the giving season, and it showed us that people will give other times of the year if we engage them more. And inviting more people. Not everybody is being invited to participate. And those things add up to at least $52 billion in donations that could be helping mitigate some of the challenges in this sector if we believe, if we don't give into a kind of scarcity mentality.
Yeah. Yeah, it's such a great point to double click on that concept of untapped potential. Those generous individuals who, like you said, just simply aren't being asked to participate, right? So as leaders in the social impact sector, as fundraisers, as each of, you know, us here today, we have to remind ourselves that the responsibility isn't just to meet the immediate goals, but to cultivate those resilient, diverse donor bases that will sustain the mission for years to come. And I think what we teased out in the report was some compelling evidence on why it matters, right? So what intrigued me the most was Gen Z's median gift has doubled since 2019, now reaching almost $50. Gen X giving more per gift than ever, nearly doubling their median gift since 2019 to $100. And then baby boomers remaining the most active, right? Representing 41% of all Giving Tuesday donors. And so, you know, again, for everyone here, I encourage you to see the full breakdown by generation as well in that report by scanning that QR code at the top of the stream here. Our hope is that everyone in the social impact community can use this data and the expertise here from Woodrow and his team to make the greatest impact on Giving Tuesday asks and stewardship. You know me being the data person, just like you, right? I always think about how data is that strategic asset, reminding ourselves that data isn't that rear view mirror, that it really allows us to see what's next. Whether it's segmenting and tailoring asks, we can unlock a huge, you know, new level of generosity here. And so, Woodrow, I wanted to jump into and talk about the AI impact on year-round giving. How does that sound?
Let's do it.
All right. So let's take a step back and consider the reality facing everyone here today, right? Rising expectations and limited resources. At the same time, we're witnessing AI unlock new levels of collaboration. It's automating tasks. It's revealing insights that were once out of reach for so many of us. And so today, ideas can move faster. Teams can work smarter and missions can stretch further than ever before. But we have to remind ourselves it's not just about efficiency, it's about effectiveness. And so let's take donor retention, for example. AI can identify how donors are most at risk of lapsing, not just based on recency or frequency, but behavioral patterns, sentiment, predictive scoring. And once you know who's at risk, AI can help you even deliver the right message at the right time and through the right channel, sometimes automatically. And so we're also seeing AI in action in real-time coaching for fundraisers, real-time coaching for managers too, as well as recommending next best actions and even simulating campaign outcomes before launch. What are your thoughts when we think about the impact of AI on year-round engagement?
Yeah, thanks. I want to really reiterate that point about efficiency versus effectiveness. I wrote about this in the report. There's a risk here that we're going to use these new technologies to do a bad job faster. And by that, I mean, like, particularly if we think about engaging communities and we think about fundraising, the trend in the sector is for fewer people contributing. And we know that that's not on them. We have built a system that is getting this result. In fact, we're seeing that people are, first of all, very consistently responsive to engagement. Even when nonprofit engagement drops, what we see is that that creates a gap between the willingness of people to give, which is stable, and how much we're inviting them to give. And that's a problem. And if we use new technologies and AI in particular to just do the current job faster, well, then we're just going to see that trend accelerate. And we don't like that, right? It's not the outcome we're looking for. So how do we think about what is the opportunity for transformation? And that's not to say that, you know, these are productivity tools. Great. And I love seeing the adoption of these technologies into an environment that, to your point, we're being asked to do more with less all the time. There's a lot of strain on organizations. And if we can free up people to be working on their missions more, that is great. And that is the promise of the productivity tools. But that should be the table stakes, right? Is that we're using the tools that are available in the commercial sector to just improve that productivity. Great. But what else can we do? I mean, you mentioned better crafting of message. And I think part of the promise here is that we know we need a personally identifiable, really emotional connection with everyday givers. And yeah, that can be complicated to do at scale. Like, it's easier to do a very personalized message in large donor stewardship when you're calling a donor you've known for 10 years and you know his kids in university and the name of his dog, right? Like, that's more complicated at scale. And these tools do hold some potential for allowing us to do that. We still need to prioritize that. We still need to think about that $52 billion a year I talked about. Yeah. How do we use these tools to help unlock that? That goes beyond just being efficient. And that's where we'll start to see that potential for transformation. We have a 12-week content program running right now, including AI resources on a weekly basis leading up to Giving Tuesday. So prompts and templates, ways that you can experiment with this. And the idea, you know, it's interesting, since the beginning, the vast majority of organizations participating in Giving Tuesday have said they've done it in part to try something new. Mm-hmm. And in the early days, that new thing was the internet, I think, for a lot of organizations. They were like, oh, I'm going to try that Facebook thing, or I'm going to try online giving, or peer-to-peer, crowdfunding, or whatever it may be for the first time. And it was actually, it was a driver of online giving, and it was a driver of adoption of some of these technologies, because it was back in the dark ages in 2012. And I think we have a great opportunity here. So yeah, like partly we're thinking, this is great. We have these new technologies. We want people to learn how to use them. We want them to maximize their Giving Tuesday outcomes. So we have those resources available. And also it's a chance to try something new, where you can get into using these tools to engage in an environment that is primed for that experimentation. And you can start to build a sustainable community-driven support model that can complement that large donor stewardship, complement the things that we need to do, but we can't continue to be over-reliant on.
Yeah, and that's amazing information and expertise that you're sharing with all of us here today, Woodrow. So thank you and your team for that. You brought up something really, really helpful there about so much of Giving Tuesday is about trying something new. That's really what we need to be thinking about in this new age of AI, right? So if there's others that are here today that are wondering where to begin, maybe we say, you know, start with your data. Your data is the most valuable asset, and AI is only as powerful as the information it utilizes, right? And so I think what you were saying earlier is really getting to the point of, you don't need a massive overhaul to get started. You just need to have a targeted experiment. You need to spark that creativity and try something new, something that really solves a problem. And it's a measurable problem, right? And then maybe have teams track three things, right? Start with usage. Are your teams using those AI tools? How are they using those AI tools? Think about adoption. Are they integrating it into their workflows and reshaping the way that we work, right? That's the most beautiful thing about AI, is it is shaping the way we live, the way that we work, the way that we impact the social impact space, and then really documenting the impact. Is it driving better outcomes? Are there higher conversion rates or reduced churn?
You hit on a couple of things there that I think are worth reiterating. One, just do it, right? It's get in there, try something, like don't miss out on the opportunity to have that experiment. Also, start from where you are.
Yeah.
You're not going to build the most sophisticated system from the start. What's most important is to not miss out on the opportunity and to get out there and try something that is within your capacity and set some goals. One of the things that's interesting is our observation of Giving Tuesday campaigns is the most important factor in whether these campaigns were successful was whether a specific and measurable goal had been set. It helps you to focus your activities around the things that are going to drive success. And it helps you understand what's working and what's not, so you can iterate on that and learn and make sure that it's not just a one-off that you then can't build upon. And those are fairly simple ingredients that you can build on to make very sophisticated over time, but they don't require a huge level of sophistication in order for you to leverage that opportunity and build on.
Yeah. And it's, you know, we talk a lot here that confidence isn't something that you wait for. It's not a destination that we're just magically going to get to when it comes to AI. It's really something that you build and that your teams build, right? So how are you intentional and thinking about iterative learning, right? Just like you said, starting small, starting somewhere, learning and changing and growing with your team along the way. And I think it's, you know, you and I talk a whole lot about trustworthy AI and the building blocks that we can bring into this space too. And those are just as simple, right? We talk about the four building blocks of governance and policy, empowering our teams and process, right? So even things like setting up an AI council with just really diverse thought at your organization.
We have an AI learning group internally at Giving Tuesday, and this is just staff and a Slack channel. Staff who come together on a regular basis. We have somebody who has some expertise in the area who can introduce new tools. We work with some of our partners on this. And then we just share things that we tried and things we've seen other people do. And it just provides that opportunity. I think it is encouraging to see that our AI readiness survey showed that most people in this sector are trying something. Yeah. And and honestly, this is probably the most accessible tech revolution we've ever seen. It is much of it is designed for human interface. And natural language. And that's very helpful, I think, for allowing people that opportunity to just try stuff out. And it's fine that that starts often with productivity. And now with Giving Tuesday coming in particular, but just in general, I think it's good advice to think about, okay, well then how can I start to leverage this to experiment with things that are going to help me deliver on my mission? Leverage that Giving Tuesday opportunity, make sure that I'm using it through year end and into next year. And keeping in mind those three big opportunities that we've identified, recurring is under-leveraged. There's 10 to 20 billion a year in under-leveraged recurring giving. We're not engaging year-round as much as we could. There's $23 billion a year in unasked dollars and somewhere between $19 and $46 billion a year that we're missing out on because we're not asking all people.
Yeah.
These technologies can help us with all of those things. But what's most important is that we set those objectives, that we are intentional about leveraging them at every opportunity.
Yeah. So every time I meet with you, I always take away 1,000 nuggets that I'm like writing down and taking with me. But what you're saying there is so important that sometimes when we think about these productivity tools, we think about efficiency. Mm-hmm. And we really should be flipping it to what is the impact, right? And it could be something like I can spend more time collaborating, communicating, sparking creativity, right? So it is that efficiency measure, but making sure that we're really focusing on the impact that we can make by using these AI tools, I think that's a big takeaway from me from this conversation with you too.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about it in those terms, but that is equally important, absolutely. So if you are using this for increased productivity, let's not make it so that you can do twice as much of the thing that's not working. Yes. Let's free up your time to do the things that we need to be doing more of and that we want to and that is more rewarding.
Yep. Yeah, we talk a lot here about an AI first mindset. Mm. And so that means how do you start with the impact and, you know, how you want to work, what you want to deliver, and then create or reshape the way you work to get there, not just to automate the way you do things today, to do more of the things that you do today. So again, focusing on that impact. So I love that. Thank you for bringing that up. Woodrow, my friend, what else does this group need to hear today before we look at questions?
Well, I will say, you know, we are looking at an environment right now that is, I think for a lot of folks, it's scary, it's volatile, it's unpredictable.
Yeah.
People are ready and willing to be generous. Our data really show this. Everyday giving is more important than ever. Giving Tuesday is the biggest day of the year for everyday giving. We need to capture that. We need to leverage it and use it to end this year strong and go into next year even stronger.
Yeah. And going back to what you said at the very, very beginning, there's so many that haven't been asked to participate. Yes. So how are we getting creative in the way that we communicate using AI in order to ask to participate? Because I bet it will be amazing what happens when people are asked.
They right? want
a generous community.
People are very generous. And if we recognize that on Giving Tuesday, and also all year, what we are there to do is give people an opportunity to leverage that generosity that flips the script from a kind of transactional solicitation mindset to one that is about creating that community and that collective giving opportunity. There is abundance available.
Yeah. And then I once again remind everyone to go to Giving Tuesday and look at that 12-week content series, but then always go to your site so that, you know, you can take away all of the goodness to prepare and then think about the retention of those donors as well.
Thanks, Carrie.
So Thank you, Woodrow. As always, again, you are a great friend and partner to Blackbaud. You share so much experience and expertise with the social impact community and so many that are here today. And again, to how much you share on the Giving Tuesday site and with all of the programs that you have. It is just a joy to be with you as always. And we should do more of these. We should do these throughout the year and really talk about, you know, not just the day, but the generosity that continues because of those relationships that are made.
Yeah, completely agree. And we're really grateful for the work and appreciative of this report and the effort that you put into this and all year as a partner of ours to help us realize these opportunities. So thank you so much.
Wonderful. And thank you all for joining us today. We'll see you next time.